All right, 7:41 on this Friday morning, St. Clair County Board of Commissioners meets on Thursday, so they had their last regular meeting of 2018 last night. St. Clair County Administrator Carrie Hepting is with us. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
It seems like we were just talking about the first meeting of 2018. How'd this happen?
I know, 2018 was a very busy year. It's gone by very quickly.
Yeah, and the last meeting is usually a busy one just because of the year end, but nothing, no blockbusters last night.
No, you know, the year-end's a busy time. It's taking care of just all the year-end business, whether it be board reappointments, annual resolutions that need to be completed.
Mm-hmm. As we look ahead to 2019, what's on the horizon? What do you think is going to be taking up the board's attention in the new year?
You know, one thing the board has been working on, is very interested in, is working on our trail system. Earlier this week, our Metro Planning Commission, in partnership with the Community Foundation and the County Park and Rec, they had two public input sessions to discuss completing our trail system. And even on a bigger scale, how can we tie in our trails to the Great Lake to Lake Trail, which starts in South Haven and would end in Port Huron?
And so that work is already underway, and you got some good input this week?
Yeah, the sessions were very well attended. There's a lot of public interest. You know, I think, you know, our residents enjoy our trails. They're great recreational activities. But even on the bigger picture, the tourism it brings in, you know, people that are really into biking, cycling, you know, they could, if they're very ambitious, start in South Haven and cycle all the way and end at Port Huron at the Fort Gratiot Light Station.
Oh, and I think that some people will as well, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's gaps in the Bridge to Bay Trail, so it's part of completing those gaps as well. And then even longer term, how can we tie in our Wadhams to Avoca Trail to the full trail system?
Right, yeah, and that has become a big issue in Michigan, is developing these trails and connecting them, and that seems to be of great interest here in St. Clair County.
Yeah, we had a lot of local officials attend, as well as just general public. Everyone is very interested and excited about this project.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, any time that you can bring people to this area that otherwise might not visit here, whether it's on bikes or bringing their kayaks over or whatever it is, it's always good to get people here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people from the West Coast, they, you know, enjoy the beautiful water there, but then they come over here and see what we have to offer as well.
Yeah, it goes both ways, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what else as we enter into the new year? I know the state legislature has been very, very busy, a flurry of activities there, some of which is dealing with unfunded liabilities for municipalities. I know St. Clair County has a pension system as well.
We do. You know, the pension bills that are being proposed, those will not necessarily affect us. Our mm-hmm. pension system is well funded at 93%, so we're not in a position where we would want to issue debt or take out bonds for that. But certainly there are some municipalities that are looking towards that to help them deal with their unfunded liabilities.
Right. Anything else as we put the book, close the book on 2018 and start the new year?
We are just keeping a very close eye on what the legislature is doing. There's probably between 30 and 40 bills out there that I'm keeping an eye on and tracking that could certainly have impacts on how we operate, from collective bargaining agreements, how we negotiate, different issues with assessing reform, and how personal property tax is distributed at the state level. So things that could have operational or budget impacts on the county.
All right. Well, we'll keep a very close eye on that. And I think probably come January, once the dust settles a little bit, you're going to have a lot on your plate, aren't you?
Yeah, but it'll be sorting through what passed and what didn't.
Absolutely. Well, Carrie, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, you have very happy holidays.
All right,
thank you.
Too. Carrie Hepting with us, St. Clair County Administrator on WPHM. 7:46 now.